listening to National Rock Review.
Hey everyone, it's Howie D from Hard Edge Radio and NationalRockReview.com, and right now on the phone, we've got Chad Nicefield from Detroit Hard Rockers Wilson. What's up, Chad?
Hey man, how are you?
I'm good, brother. Thanks for taking the time to check in. Crazy stuff going on for you guys lately?
Yeah, it's been quite the wild ride recently.
For sure. Hey man, it's pretty much been nonstop for you guys since the band started taking off. How's the ride been? Are you still blown away about all this stuff that's happening so quick?
Yeah, I mean every day is like a mind-expanding situation. Can't believe what we've been able to accomplish as a band. You know, these four or five grizzled dudes from Detroit making our way across the pond to Europe and the different festivals and on boats and all the stuff that we've done in the past year is just, it's crazy to think about it actually being a reality.
Oh, for sure. Has it finally sunk in or are you guys still kind of in awe?
No way, man. I don't think it'll ever really sink in.
Right on. Hey, another thing I really love, you guys have been getting great support from the media outlets, from some of the other bigger national bands. How cool is that, man? I mean, the whole rock and metal community is really supporting Wilson.
Yeah, I mean, that's another thing that just is kind of, you know, blows your mind as a musician and as a dude that truly cares about music, and to see like your peers and the people that you look up to that also truly hopefully care about music respecting what you're doing is quite an amazing feeling all around.
Hey, you've done you know, all the different rock and metal cruises, you've done some of the big festivals, just so much awesomeness, man. What's been the biggest thing for you so far? What was really the big one?
I mean, I never thought that I would ever see the places that I got to see in Europe.
Yeah.
For me personally, like there's, you know, there's been quite the fantastic amount of things happening, but that trip in general, you know, you just never think that you're ever going to do that, especially, you know, on the backs of playing music, you know, of being some fucking stinky band dude, you know, like there's nothing that can prepare you for that type of a situation. So
sure.
Me, that's been the biggest thing, just getting over there and meeting the people that we got to meet and playing the shows we got to play and seeing the things, these, you know, pieces of history and landmarks that you only
absolutely
think you're going to read about, you know?
Yeah. It's something I'd like to do one day, hopefully soon. Something that not everybody knows about you. I know a lot of people do know, but you're also one of the bookers and talent buyers for the Crowfoot, Pike Room, several other venues in town. Do you still have time for that? Or is it all pretty much the band taking up all the time now?
Oh no, I juggle the two worlds. I still work from the road.
Okay.
It's something that I, you know, I guess I'm quite proud of is being able to still remain connected to our community back here in Detroit while, you know, doing all of these crazy traveling experiences. You know, I'm a fan of music. I'm a fan specifically of live music and, you know, having the ability to bring, you know, some of the acts that I've been able to bring to the Detroit area for, you know, for people to see has been, I think, as well as playing, you know, music myself, has been quite a proud moment for me. I know.
No, awesome.
I'll probably never stop working.
Yeah, no, cool.
Cool. I think it's just in my DNA to do that.
Right on. You guys, the band Wilson itself, you guys always have great Michigan bands. Obviously, you have relationships with a lot of good bands, booking venues. Who are a couple Michigan bands right now that you think are pretty much ready to follow you guys in Battlecross and start making a name for Michigan? Who do you think's hot?
Oh man, there's so many. I love Against the Grain.
Yeah, me too.
They're like one of my favorite local bands. There's a band called Anna that I really like.
Yep.
Redstone Souls.
Cool.
Who's playing on a record. I think they're great. Even Citizen Zero is on that show. They're on a record release show. They're great. You know, we got Kaleido that's out there kicking ass.
Oh
on
yeah,
the road.
Christina. Yep.
We got, you know, there's bands like Nice Hooves and Old Gods. I mean, Undesirable People. There's all these bands that we have around the Detroit area that I think are more than capable of taking that next step. And on top of that, are extremely talented and amazing people and deserve it all. I think there's plenty of that in Detroit.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? We do got such a great scene and it's such a wide variety, I think, of music. It's awesome.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, hey, your last CD did really well, got some great reviews, really made a big bang in the scene. How happy are you overall with how the last CD did?
I couldn't be any more thrilled. I mean, you know, we put that thing out ourselves virtually and, you know, made all the decisions ourselves and, you know, and and, you know, thought of, you know, it was something that we like literally crafted every little step that we made as a band, you know, with that record. So for it to do what it's done, you know, with the resources that we had,
yeah,
it's pretty crazy. I don't think any of us could be any more proud
yeah, for sure
to have that piece of our history connected to us so deeply. No.
Absolutely. Hey, the new CD, Right to Rise, has been coming out this summer. What can we expect from the new one? Is it still the same old fun, awesome Wilson, or little changes, or what's up with the new one?
Yeah, I think it's a full scope of Wilson as a band. I think that it delivers what we truly wanted it to deliver, and that's like, this is the first time that we wrote a record as a band. You know, like all five of us contributed to that process. So you can hear that, and you can hear everybody's piece of the cloth being sewn together. It's a rock and roll record. It's full of a bunch of it's something that you want to put in for sure. Roll your windows down, crank it to 10, and drive as fast as you can on I-75. And that's what we like to do, and that's the type of music that we like to listen to.
Yeah.
So that's spread all over there. But there's definitely some depth in there, and you know, focusing on melody. I always say, like, you know, with Full Blast Fuckery, that record was a piece that we made. There was no thought. You know, it was like, this is the song. We're done with the song. This is our song. You know, we tracked it. It's on this record. And it was like, it wasn't that we didn't think about it. It was just, you know, we just did it. Yeah. I guess maybe we didn't think about it. And then, I always use it as like when you're getting in, you know, if you're just punching and kicking at somebody's genitals at the full force, just hoping to connect. And that's the kind of feeling that Full Blast Fuckery had for us, because it was our first initiative at this sort of thing. And then with this new record, Right to Rise, we're still doing the same thing, but there's a crosshair on your genital. So we know that track one is going to hit you in the right nut, and track two is going to hit you in the left nut, and, you know, track three is going to flick your dick tip or whatever it may or may not be. But, you know, I guess it's a little bit more honed in of a record for us.
Cool. How excited are you to hit the road with Nothing More?
Super pumped, man. Those guys are great. We did the Europe run with them in Hailstorm, and we actually shared a bus together.
Awesome.
So we lived in close quarters for like 5 weeks with those dudes. So going back out and hitting the road with them is going to be not only as a personal thing awesome, because we truly love the dudes as people, but on top of that, we're all big fans of their band and in love what they're doing and the message that they're creating. It's very very awesome and unique. And you know, they're one of those bands that I think is able to cross, is what Wilson does in the rock and roll thing. I feel like we're this band that's able to cross these genres in a way, because we hold footholds in little pieces of it all, and Nothing More does the same thing. I think an older and a younger audience can get into both of the bands.
Hey, I see that both you guys and Battlecross, nice Michigan presence, are going to be doing the big Heavy Montreal. Great lineup, man.
Yeah.
Who are you most excited to see on that one? Who are you most excited to see?
Iggy Pop.
All right.
Is going to be one that I'm extremely pumped to see. The
cool
date that we're playing, I'm a big Lamb of God fan, and I'm a huge Slipknot fan, and I haven't seen Slipknot play live since I was like maybe 15,
oh, wow,
16.
Yeah.
So that's going to be really rad, and all of that teenage angst in me will probably be upon reckoning once again. There's so many. I mean, on Battlecross, I always love watching those guys play. We're going to go in the day early, so because they play on the Saturday and we play on the Sunday.
Oh, okay.
So I think we're going to go in early and hang with those guys and some other friends the day before, and then
awesome,
play our date.
Cool.
Yeah, Faith No More. Oh, I just saw them tour the other day, but that's going to be awesome.
Hell yeah,
to see them there as well.
Cool, man. June 27th is your big Detroit area CD release party. It's happening out at the Crowfoot in Pontiac. What's the details for that one?
Yeah, man. Yep, June 27th. Doors are at 7:30. We got a newer local band called Wolf Shark opening the night, and then our buddies in Redstone Souls are playing, and then our buddies in Citizen Zero are playing.
Oh, cool.
And we're going to be playing for the first time over an hour live.
Oh, wow.
Which is crazy for us. And we're doing a little pre-party too. We're playing some of the songs off the record that we're not playing live acoustically. And then talking a little bit about what the record means to us and why we chose the vision of what we're doing with it. and you know, give somebody some food and stuff, and some food and some drinks. And we're just gonna have a blast with it. It's gonna be a big long 1 day party, essentially.
Yeah, I'm guessing once the CD comes out, you guys are just gonna be a nonstop touring machine.
Yeah, man, we come home to do that record release thing, the show, and then we come home to do the record release show, and then we are home for like a few days. We haven't announced the next tour, but we have a tour that starts like 5 days after the record comes out, so we'll be back on the road.
Awesome. Hey, one more and I'll let you go, man. And I'm actually looking forward to this answer because, you know, I've known you for quite a while now, and I actually know that you think about stuff like this. What's something you'd like to achieve by the end of this year? Any short-term goals for Wilson?
Man, you know, what I would love to see Wilson be able to do by the end of, you're asking by the end of this year?
Yeah.
I would love, it's kind of a far-fetched thing, but I would love to know that by the end of this year, we have the record is about Detroit,
yeah,
and it's everybody, you know, it's a story of being an underdog, essentially. And
yeah.
I mean this isn't really like I'm saying like our record's going to change any public vision of Detroit, but it'd be really rad for by the end of the year. I don't know if this is necessarily a Wilson accomplishment, but if it works, if we could put a little bit more of a positive light, print a little bit more of a positive light, you know, to the rest of the world of how us as Detroiters feel about our city. And if I can see that sort of transcend through the process of this record, that would be the biggest feeling of success that I could probably ask for this thing.
And that's honestly the kind of answer I would expect from you. So that was awesome. Cool. Hey, just to recap everybody, we've been talking to our good buddy, Chad Nicefield from Detroit hard rock band, Wilson, the new CD Right to Rise coming out a little bit later this summer and hitting the road with Nothing More starting May 31st and the CD release party here in Detroit at the Crowfoot and Pontiac on June 27th. So good stuff coming up, Chad. Always good to catch up, my friend.
Yeah. Thank you very much for having me, man.
All right, bro. We'll talk to you soon.
Later, brother. Bye-bye.